You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And once again, we have the privilege and pleasure of welcoming Theaters by the Sea to our studios. Amy Turner is here. Welcome back, Amy.
Thanks, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be here.
We are going to be talking about 9 to 5, the musical. For those of you that are regular listeners to Conducting Conversation, you know that Amy's already been here several times this year, as she has been for several years now. It's been going on. We get to bring you the stars of each musical that comes along. 9 to 5, the musical, is going to be playing opening this week and running through August 11th. We'll be giving you the details on that. But we have two of the stars that are here with us tonight. Jan Lee Herndon is here. Welcome, Jan.
Hello there.
Nice to have you with us.
Nice to be here.
Jan will be playing the part of Violet, correct?
Correct.
Which is, for those of you that remember the movie, Lily Tomlin's role.
That's
right?
Absolutely right.
All right.
Love her.
And also here is Kevin Parisot. Welcome, Kevin.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. And Kevin, obviously, if you know anything about 9 to 5, the movie, you'll know that there's probably really only one big male role, right?
Yes, the bad guy.
The bad guy. Kevin the villain.
The guy we love to hate.
Yes. You need one good antagonist.
Right, which was a part played by Dabney Coleman, right?
In the movie, yes. Exactly.
In the movie, okay. And Amy, I'm just going to ask you to start off here. Tell us a little bit about the show. Does it follow the movie?
It really does, to a very clean extent. There's a little tiny bit that's added that we'll let that be a surprise. But by and large, I think they did a great job of adapting it. First off, they took the hugely successful song, 9 to 5, which was, of course, written by Dolly Parton, and went back to Dolly and said, would you write the entire score? So it's got this unbelievably well-written score. And then I think they maintained the focus of these three unlikely, you know, women that create this bond of, let's say, hatred towards their boss. And they really kept the essence of this amazingly, hysterically funny, awful, can't get worse bad guy. So, you know, what's there to improve upon?
I can't wait to see it. I loved the movie, and I can't wait to see how the women react to the three women, three major characters in the script react to this. Now, Jan, when you play the role of Lily Tomlin, she's kind of a powerful woman in her own right, or becomes
that,
right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And what's so pleasurable about playing this role or working on this role is that she sort of really is the example of what we hope will say women are empowered, and we need to stick together. And she sort of galvanizes everyone to that extent and in the show. And I'm having a great time with these two girls.
Okay.
The other women played by Lulu Lloyd and Maggie McDowell. We are really, the experience you have in rehearsal is not unlike the experience you have in the show, where, you know, you become thick as thieves and come together for a common cause.
The common cause, of course, is the evil.
Well, yeah, the common cause of ousting or turning things on its heels in the office against this guy that's been making us miserable, for those who remember
Franklin
the movie.
Franklin Hart Jr. And as we talked off air before the show this evening, you never get nice, do you?
No, he never sees the light. He, to the very bitter end, continues to rail against these ladies and against everything, everything that is forward movement. He wants mm-hmm. things to be just as they are, which is the old boys staying right. in power and things don't go his way.
Before we get to the first song, which is the title song, 9 to 5, Amy, could you get me a cup of coffee? Anyway.
If you ask that, you might end up in the Amazon.
That's right. Or poisoned.
That's right. Well, we'll listen to 9 to 5 and be right back after that.
Soon as
Well, there it is. That's what we expected, 9 to 5, that most people are familiar with, the songs and all the music in this written by Dolly Parton. And Jan, just before we get too much into the show, let's find out a little bit more about you personally. You've been in the acting business for about 5 years.
Oh, need to go there. However, I will say that I was part of the original run of A Chorus Line on Broadway, and I played the role of Sheila. And from there, I went into the original company of La Caja Full. So do the math.
Okay.
And from there, I've sort of extended out of New York to play more roles, and this is so far one of my favorites. I love her.
Well,
and she also, you know, the show exists during the 80s, which was kind of the generation that I grew up in. So it's been fun to revisit that.
But you did not grow up in the Rhode Island area, right?
in the Rhode Island area, no. I actually grew up in North Carolina.
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Okay.
It'll come out, especially when I get around Dora Lee. The role of Dora Lee is loosely based on, you know, of course, Dolly Parton. And
right.
She's really coming out with the Southern accent. So when she and I get together, it just comes right out.
And did you go to school down south, or did you?
I did. I started out as a dancer and went to North Carolina School of the Arts. And then when I came to New York, took class. I was a part of a ballet company, actually, in Virginia for 4 years in my college years in Bristol, Virginia. Bristol Concert Ballet Company, which doesn't really exist anymore. But then when I came to New York, Chorus Line was the vehicle that gave me a chance to act, because it was one of the first shows that allowed dancers to speak,
right,
and tell their stories. So.
And now what had you make the big step to go from Virginia to New York? Did you just take the leap, or did someone bring you there?
No, I took the – well, actually, I was on scholarship at Joffrey, the Joffrey School, mm-hmm. and then a friend of mine took me to jazz class, and the rest is history.
Hmm.
There were a number of people like Phil Black and other teachers who were trained dancers to do the Broadway thing, so – That's the rest is history.
That's how it all happened. Now, the next song we're going to listen to is your song, so to speak. It's mm-hmm. called Around Here.
Around
Tell us
here.
About that.
Well, my character, Violet, is a very busy lady. She basically is the person who keeps everything in the office in order, and she's the senior supervisor. She is the sole person who reports to Franklin Hart, played here by Mr. Kevin, and
she is snidely laughing.
She's always yes.
She better
yes, because he's always cracking the whip, particularly for my character. But she also, you know, she's been there for a long time, and she's very familiar with Hart enough that she believes she has earned a promotion,
mm-hmm.
and so a lot of the driving force of my character, of course, is always walking that fine line between being a part of the office and being you know, friends with her workers and being very understanding and very efficient,
right?
But also crossing the line to Franklin Hart's world, where he's just a conniving, you know, he's
right.
Forgive me for saying so, but the characters in this show are a bit stereotypical. But I think that the you know, the script has done a good job. I mean, the writer has done a good job of, you know, bringing these people to be real people that we can relate to. And it's fun, you know.
Well, and at this
we
moment,
always butt heads. So.
Truly. But at this moment in the show, someone has been hired by the company's hired a new person. And Jan's character has to show them around, and that's what this Around Here.
Yes, Around Here. Thank you for bringing us back.
I thought I would
yes.
you know.
Bring us whole full circle. All right, we'll listen to all. Around Here.
You gotta know what to do. You gotta do it in a hurry. Gotta hustle, gotta bustle, gotta scooch, you gotta scurry, cause we got no time to fool around, around here.
Around here.
You gotta get it right on the first try, honey, cause each mistake means they're losing lots of money, and we got no time to waste a dime around here. Here's your mimeograph and the carbon paper, there's your intercom, there's the phone, and there's the stapler. Got your shredder, got your letters, gonna type, you gotta write, is that clear?
Is that clear?
cold punch, and at noon take lunch. Keep it running, keep it coming, gotta pump, you gotta hump, cause we got no time to fool around here. Follow me.
You gotta know what you do, you gotta do it in a hurry. Gotta hustle, gotta bustle, gotta scoot, you gotta scurry.
This is Roz Keith, Mr. Hart's administrative assistant.
Violet, I've been meaning to talk to you about Mr. Hart's rules regarding office decor. No personal items on the desk. We mustn't look cluttered and sloppy. An office that looks efficient is efficient. I've typed up this memo, and you can post it on the bulletin board.
Thanks, Roz. I know just where to stick it. Dear old Roz is Mr. Hart's administrative eyes, ears, nose, and throat. If you ever want to gossip in the ladies' room, check under the stall for feet first. Know who to trust, better know it in a hurry. No time for such a thing as your personal worries. Gotta grow, you gotta show, gotta keep it in tow around here. Let's recap.
Around here.
Know who to trust, know it in a hurry.
Around here.
No time for any personal worries.
Around here.
No laughing, no jokes, and mind the dress code.
Is that clear?
As I mentioned earlier, this 9 to 5, the musical, will be playing starting Wednesday night. There's a preview of Wednesday night, right? And then it'll run through August 11th. And Amy, give us some more details about tickets and so forth.
Well, we always like to tell people the easiest way to get information or to buy tickets is to go to the website, theaterbythesea.com. Or, of course, they can call the box office, which is 401-782-TKTS, which is 8587.
Excellent. And now we want to try to squeeze in one more song before the first break here. Tell us about this one.
Well, this song's called Backwoods Barbie, and I think anybody who knows Dolly Parton will kind of understand. Certainly, if you saw the movie, you'll understand. Dorley's character is just a good-as-gold-hearted, beautiful human being wrapped up in a package that turns some people off, turns some people on. And I think she's frustrated with the fact that people won't look beyond her outside. And so this is her little anthem.
All right. I can't wait to see the production and see her package.
it's quite a package.
We'll listen to this and then take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversations with Theater by the Sea's production of 9 to 5, the musical.
I've always been misunderstood because of how I look. Don't judge me by the cover, 'cause I'm a real good book. So read into it what you will, but see me as I am. The way I look is just a country girl's idea of glam. I grew up poor and ragged, just a simple country girl. I wanted to be pretty more than anything in the world. Like Barbie are the models in the Fredericks catalog. From rags to wishes in my dreams, I could have it all. Barbie, too much makeup, too much hair. Don't be
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're having a pleasant evening talking with people from Theater by the Sea. Jan Lee Herndon is here. She is playing the part of Violet in 9 to 5 the Musical. And, of course, Amy Turner, artistic producing director, producing artistic, somebody directing, artist.
Anyway, so many hats.
She's been here forever. And she is also the president of the Ocean State Theater Company, which we'll explain a little bit later again. But right now, we'd like to talk to Kevin Pariseau, who's playing the part of, is it Hart? Franklin Hart Jr., as most of us that have seen the movie 9 to 5 would remember that was played by Dabney Coleman. And I guess there's always a challenge, Kevin, when you're doing a role that's as well known as that, to make it a little bit of yours and not just copy what he did, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the fate of anybody who's doing a musical these days that's based on a motion picture. The motion mm-hmm. picture, especially if it's popular, has, you know, if it has a following, you're competing with that popularity. So you've got to define it your own way and try to make it your own. And that's something we tried to do with Legally Blonde when I did that in New York. And, you know, any musical that's based on a movie that just has that popularity, you have to make it your own. That way you're defining it anew, you know?
Right. Now, when you said when you did Legally Blonde, that brings us to the subject of other things you have done before you came here to beautiful downtown Rhode Island. Where did you get your start?
Jan was talking about her accent. I grew up in Rhode Island, and it took me a long time to get rid of that accent, let me tell you. It's coming back to me as I, you know, talk to the locals. I grew up here, grew up in East Providence. Went to Brown, and shortly thereafter moved to California to teach. I thought I would be a teacher and taught for a few years out there. Decided, okay, I can do that. Let's see if I can do the acting thing, which is what I really wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So I moved back to New England before moving to New York because I thought I'll get my sea legs, sort of get my act together, and then move to New York. And then ended up staying here for a number of years, working in Providence and Boston and Worcester and Newport. I did Christmas Carol at Trinity, did a show at Rhode Island Shakespeare Theater, did a show, working in this, did Sheer Madness in Boston. So, you know, working in this community was a very nice way to sort of start off before moving to New York. And then around 1995, I met a woman who said, like, we need to move to New York. I said, all right. you've convinced me. So off we went. And
this was just some woman, random
woman? Well, no, it's the woman who became my wife. So okay, it was not just some random woman. Right. So, yeah, so off we went. And that's when I started working in that community.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you said you went to Brown. So I live on Meeting Street in Providence.
Very nice.
So you were probably one of those kids that, you know, would keep me up at night by yelling. And
exactly. Screaming,
and
yelling, throwing things around.
Right. You know. All right. Well, we're going to get to this next song, which is called Heart to Heart. Tell us where this happens in the show.
Right. So my character, who is the boss of the of Consolidated Inc., has a sort of right-hand woman named Roz, who he cannot stand. She is a busybody and a nosy parker, as you know, as these things go, and has a secret crush on the boss, which she reveals in this number.
Right, here we go.
I'm his girl, Franklin and Rosalind Hart. Frank and Roz Hart. Perhaps I don't look like some red-hot mama, but believe me, that's just what I am. Inside there's a fire mixed with passion and drama, feelings backed up like a dam. And if I ever turn loose, I'll tell you the truth. Dear heart, you won't be quite the same. And if I ever get my hands on you, I guarantee you'll be screaming my name. Heart to heart, eye to eye, lip to lip, hip to thigh, tit to toe, and I'll know what to do. I'll put on some music, take off my clothes, let down my hair, and I'll put on a show. And I'll open some wine, and I'll close all the doors. Cupid's dart through my heart says I'm yours. I'll use my love as my magic wand on the women who clutter your world. And I'll zap them aside, 'cause I truly despise how they treat you. I am your girl. They just don't understand what a wonderful man I've come to know you to be. I've got a feeling that deep down inside you might just feel the same about me.
As usual, the productions at Theater by the Sea have always some little interesting twist. Now, if you're listening to this program and you've never been to Theater by the Sea, first of all, obviously, we strongly recommend that you get down there. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience. And I just had someone today tell me that they went to see Sound of Music and couldn't believe how professional it was. And I said, well, it's a professional theater, so what did you expect? But they just didn't think that was going to happen. But I get that kind of comment all the time by people that are so amazed by the sets and the costumes and the music and the acting, of course. The acting, you kind of expect it because you know the names and you know the professional actors, but the environment around that is sometimes surprising to people.
It is, and it's interesting. Of course, I came to Rhode Island in 2007. The theater was closed at the time and helped reopen it. So that's my history with it. But, you know, I knew coming into it that, of course, it had had an on and off relationship since 1933. And it is striking to me how many people don't really know what it's like down there. And we hear that word a lot, surprising. Mm-hmm. It's an indoor theater. There's padded seats. It's on a gorgeous piece of property. It is a professional theater. And I find it interesting because it was run very professionally, you know, prior to its closing and whatnot. But, you know, there's the Actors Union, Actors Equity. We hire members of that union along with directors and set designers and all all kinds of things. But I love it. It's better than the opposite, right? When people say they're overwhelmed with how professional and beautiful it is. So we're excited to carry on that tradition and really start our own.
Now, in this particular show, I'm sure in a theater environment, people see a movie, and obviously you can do almost anything in a movie with special effects, but you have to have a couple little tricks in this show, too.
We do, yep. So Peter Pan was a bit of a challenge, and actually Sound of Music even was a bit of its challenge to transport the audience to Austria. But if you're familiar with the movie at all, the three ladies, come up with a wonderful way to literally hijack this Hart character and keep him in check, let's say. And that is that they take the garage door opener out of Violet's home and install it in his home and attach him to it so they can just push the button and up he goes, flying above his bedroom floor. And I'll tell you, the technical crew was so excited when we chose this play because they've been conniving over the best way to succeed at this effect. And to be perfectly honest, we're transferring the show right now from rehearsal into the technical space. So tomorrow, in the middle of the day on Monday, our friend Kevin here is going to be hoisted for the first time.
Yes, I brought my chiropractor with me.
But the crew is lining up to be, you know, the guinea pigs to try the stunt out before we bring Kevin in. So it'll be really fun and thrilling. And maybe we'll just make a bet right here with your audience. Who can figure out how it's done? How about that?
Sounds like a great deal. I'll be looking to figure out how it's done, too. And, Kevin, you're probably hoping it's done well.
Yes. I can only hope that the person who's going to be the first guinea pig weighs about my, you know, my weight. Otherwise, it'll be, I'll fly up and through the roof.
Well, there you go. This next song, Here For You.
Ah, yes. Lest you think that the entire show is sung by women, there are some songs sung by men, and this one is my number. Franklin Hart harbors an enormous lust for the Dorley character, Dolly Parton, in the movie. He just fantasizes about having her. And this is the number I sing to her.
Sweet dear Doralee, you don't know what you mean to me. I just don't know what I would do without you. You're so efficient and alert, and the way you look, well, shit, that don't hurt. Now please don't think I'm just a flirt. It's just I'm nuts about you. Just so I truly do. My body is your instrument. Please play it. It's just that you stay on my mind every minute, all the time. I've got to do it, make you mine. Self
steep, but not if you hold on to me. Anticipated. I will have my way with her. She'll wonder why she's waited. I won't flinch until I quench my thirst from her sweet
We'll take a short break right now and then return with more of Theater by the Sea's presentation of 9 to 5, the musical.
Love can grow in the strangest places. Might find love in strangers' faces. Waiting just around the corner, for all you know. Love can grow where you least expect it. Take a chance and don't reject it. Love will grow if one just lets it. Let love grow. I know you have feelings for me too, but you're afraid to try love again.
I know your heart is true, but this is all so new. I wonder what I'll do if I would let you in.
It's a chance that's worth the taking. Love is out there for the making. Find it in the eyes of someone that you know. In any color, shape, or fashion, there is no denying passion. Love is always everlasting. Let love grow. Yeah, love can fill the empty spaces, dry our tears and all their traces, mend our broken hearts and heal our souls. Hindsight's always out to blind you.
Look ahead
and not behind you. Look for love and let it find you. One just lets it. Let love grow. Let love grow.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We just listened to another tune from the show 9 to 5, the musical, being presented at Theater by the Sea this coming week and running through August 11th. Tell us about that last song that we heard, Let Love Grow.
Well, it's really the one place where the script sort of strays from the movie version, and they did a very nice thing by offering a potential love interest to the Violet character, and this is their duet when he finally is brave enough to speak up for himself, and she realizes that maybe, you know, being a single mom and running a company underneath someone who gives her no credit, you know, deserves a little love, right?
That's right. That's a good thing. Well, as usual, Amy, time is really flying here. So I'm going to ask us to move along a little bit and get to this next song so that we'll have one more opportunity to talk To both Jan and Kevin before we go, but this next song is called Change It. Tell us about that.
Well, let me just say, if a show needs an anthem, this is it. It is all about empowering yourself and collecting the energy of those around you and just going out and literally being sure that they do succeed when they attempt to change it.
Got you down, got you chained and bound. Well, break it. If you built a wall and you know it needs to fall, then shake it. Something that you know is damning up the flow. Tear the dam down, down. Let me explain.
As I mentioned just before the last song, time always flies when Amy is here and bringing the talented people that she does. We have wonderful conversations, but never enough time. And Kevin, thank you for coming in today. And I just want to ask you quickly, being the only guy surrounded by three women, there are other guys in the show, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. We have an enormous cast of 19 kicking it up and dancing it out up there. It's a fantastic ensemble. And And really, they are a lovely group of people. It's fantastic.
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Jan, thank you for coming in tonight and sharing your thoughts and talents with us. We can't wait to see you in the production.
Well, thank you.
And I know the production, as always, has live music that you want to see at Theater by the Sea and great direction. Director this time
is very capable and loving hands of Russell Garrett. I understand has directed other things here, Hairspray, I believe, and the Full Monty from previous seasons.
Well, there you go. So it'll be great to see that. Thanks
very
again
lucky.
For coming in. And Amy, back to you. We'll talk once more about how to get tickets and make sure that everybody knows that they want to get out and see 9 to 5 the Musical as well as the other productions that I'll ask you to mention now.
Great, yeah. So please call our happy box office, 401-782-8587, and get your tickets for 9 to 5. And please come back or buy your tickets ahead of time for our last musical of the summer, which is How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. And then, of course, we have our fifth show, a great play, God of Carnage, as well as our kids' festival. So there's all kinds of shows available to everybody. We hope we see you many times over the course of the summer. And I will say that all of that information is most easily accessible on our website, theaterbythesea.com.
And is that theater R-E or theater E-R?
Well, a theater, a legitimate theater is R-E. Movie theater is E-R. But actually, it's linked up. So you can type in either, and it will take you to the same website.
Aren't you clever?
Yeah.
What a deal. What a country. So check it out. Make sure you do that. And I promise, next time Amy is here, we'll try to set aside some time to talk about the new venture in Warwick, which is very exciting about the new facility in Warwick that's going to be coming up. But we'll leave that as a cliffhanger, and we'll end up with the finale of 9 to 5 the Musical right now, and then see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.